now it's time for the WXXI Business Report, and Randy Gorman is here. I understand we have news about how a local company sees a future in seltzer.
Yes, Beth, an effervescent start to the day. When Constellation reported its quarterly earnings last week, among the new products that company CEO Bill Newlands talked about is hard seltzer. That's an alcoholic beverage containing carbonated water, alcohol, and often fruit flavoring. Newlands announcing that Constellation will make a $40 million investment in marketing the new product, which he says is the largest ever single brand investment for Constellation's portfolio. The hard seltzer is being marketed under the Corona brand name, and Newlands says that is key to introducing this product.
Corona carries unbelievably strong brand equity as the number one most loved brand among both Hispanic and total population drinkers aged 21 to 54. And that's why we've decided to put the Corona brand name on our new seltzer.
And Newlands also said that retailers have already made space on the shelves for the new hard seltzer brand, and Constellation believes overall there's a lot of upside to this business. By the way, Constellation reporting a strong third fiscal quarter last week, beating Wall Street estimates. Job growth accelerated in the Rochester metro area in October and November. That's according to a project called ROC 2025. That's an alliance of private and public sector economic development organizations. Joe Stefko is the president for the organization. He quotes figures showing that the overall number of jobs increased by 5,500 in October in this region compared to last year, and up by 7,900 in November. But even with that growth, Stefko says we're still not expanding as rapidly as in some other places around the country.
While it has been a growth story in the Rochester region for some time, frankly, it's been a growth story that has not occurred at the rate of many of our peer metros across the country. So by further investing in the economic development organizations that serve this region to deepen their capacity, we want to be able to strengthen our ability to compete for jobs and investment.
Stefko says the ROC 2025 group wants to focus on doing more to retain and attract talent to grow the employable labor pool here in the Rochester area. HP again saying no thanks to Xerox's unsolicited takeover bid. Last week, HP's board of directors sent a brief letter to the Xerox CEO, John Visentin, saying they want to reiterate that HP's focus is on driving sustainable long-term value for its shareholders and that Xerox's acquisition proposal significantly undervalues HP. That company says Xerox's offer is not a basis for discussion. You may remember Xerox recently said it has secured financing for its unsolicited $33 billion takeover bid. The Wegman School of Pharmacy at St. John Fisher College getting a $100,000 gift yesterday. This is to fund student travel experiences, including those to professional conferences and medical missions as well. The gift comes from Lucy Malmberg, a nationally renowned pharmacist, educational philanthropist, and entrepreneur. Malmberg announcing her gift to the school during the annual White Coat Ceremony at Fisher. She served as the keynote speaker for Sunday's ceremony, which officially welcomes first-year students into the pharmacy profession. Malmberg also co-founder and current chair of the Board of Directors of Wedgewood Pharmacy in New Jersey. And Wegmans now accepting applications for its first store in Westchester County. That supermarket's in Harrison, New York. It opens in June. Wegmans now filling 280 part-time jobs. They began hiring for 220 full-time positions last year. That is still ongoing. So the Wegmans store will employ about 500 people or so, the majority of whom will be new to the company, and they'll be hired in that region. Harrison, by the way, will be Wegmans' 102nd store overall and 48th location in New York State. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.